RCA Mobile.
And we're about 2 miles from home in zero TR.
Well, so you ought to be through with your landing checklist by now, and be paying attention to all the pertinent things for a good landing, and like airspeed and that sort of thing. Just watched the thing on air disasters, and there were three pilots in this cockpit, and none of them were looking at the airspeed. And the thing, it was a big plane, big jet, and it just dropped out of the sky about, I think, a mile from the runway because nobody was paying attention to the airspeed. And so they lost lift, and the rest is history.
You gotta be pretty numb when you got a shaker stick that shakes the yoke. You got oral, verbal announcements to tell you. Warning stall. You got feeling that you're gonna stall, for one thing. And I think airspeed's pretty nominal. Yeah, we're getting close, Dave. Flaps are down, glide slopes right, landing gear's down, barometer's 2902, wind south-southwest at 6, and clear for landing.
Well, good. Well, I'd rather be on the ground myself, so anyway. That's why I don't fly. I mean, if three pilots can't get it right, I'm sorry. Oh, man. And one of them was the first officer was in training, so that's why they had three. And the pilot was training the first officer and, or whatever you call that person, but before they finished their training. And everybody was paying attention to everything else except for the airspeed. And, you know, they were paying attention to the right stuff. They just weren't paying attention to the airspeed. And so anyway, I really hate that. I think most of the people survived the plane. Landed intact for the most part. And I think 9 people were killed, but for a big plane, big jet, it was they had a lot of survivors, so I was surprised, but gladly surprised.
Plane's up in an uncontrolled spin, and if you're at low level, you can't get out of it. It's just a death spiral. And if you got your throttle set right, even air traffic controls, as you're coming in, they bring you down slowly to get rid of the airspeed and the momentum, in other words. And if you'll listen to them, they'll tell you to descend and maintain 10,000 and usually about 4,000 when they enter the pattern down here. And then they'll tell you no more than 180 knots, depending on the plane, and so that you won't overrun the plane ahead of you. I mean, they got every dang thing in the world. Now, I'll grant you, it's outdated and has been for years and needs to be updated. But they got TCAS, which is look down, and it can tell you where all the aircraft are around you. They got ADS-B that shows your altitude and a lot of other parameters to the air traffic controller. And you You're right. There's just no excuse for three of them making a mistake like that. That's elementary, as they say, Watson. shoot. And they got all the weather, you name it, which, you know, stripped the land on. That's hard to understand why anybody'd do that in a big plane, but there you go. Things happen. Dave, we're getting ready to pull in the garage. Well, I'm feeding the Arabs here and burning gas. Anyways, take care, Dave. Talk to you later. KB4CBA in 0TR73. Have a good day.
I can't remember all the particulars. I was a little surprised that they didn't have a ground, you know, proximity warning and tell them to pull up, you know, which would immediately, they should have, you know, gone to full power and pulled up. But anyway, there was a couple of, I had a couple of question marks because this was a fairly automated machine, but maybe they didn't have that because I think this happened back in 89 or something. Maybe they didn't have that back then. Anyway, 73s, and I bet Bernice has already got something cooked for you or she's getting ready to make it. But we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, I'm sorry, N0TR, this is KB4CBA Mobile.
There's three chickens on the menu today, Dave. We picked one up. They are beautiful. See you later, N0TR.